May 18, 1994, a suicide attack on a Jewish center in Buenos Aires, Argentina, killed 85. Terrorist attacks where the perpetrators are still not known 100% after a quarter century are rare. Buenos Aires, Argentina. When it comes to determining who or which group carried out a terrorist attack, there are primarily two ways to figure that out. In the first instance, a group makes a claim that it was behind the incident. This is usually done in the form of a post facto statement to the media, or in some cases, by the terrorists themselves during the actual event. It goes without saying that not all claims are true. The second instance is where investigators, usually from security intelligence and/or law enforcement agencies, do the necessary legwork and determine who is behind it. This determination can come from a highly placed human source or sources, and/or intercepted communications meant to be private. Either way works, and the two often go hand in hand. So what if neither gives you a confident answer? It does sometimes transpire that a group may elect not to say, "Hey, that was us," for fear of retribution, or to keep authorities guessing. Or a particular attack may have gone badly off the rails, say a bunch of children got killed when what you were aiming at were soldiers, and you really don't want to be associated with it. Sometimes there is no consensus within the security, intelligence, law enforcement community on who was responsible. These agencies are quite good at what they do, for us, but they are far from perfect. Rarely, they have no definitive answers. I think today's featured attack is a good case in point. On this day in 1994, a suicide bomber rammed his car into the building of the Asociación Mutual Israelita Argentina, the Argentine-Israelite Mutual Association in Buenos Aires, killing 85 people and wounding hundreds more. The bombing has never been officially resolved, although Argentina, Israel, and the US all accused Hezbollah and Iran of being behind the attack. I do recall seeing an Argentine intelligence paper on the attack years later, but for the life of me, I cannot remember what it said. If I did, I really shouldn't be telling you anyway. What I do know is that I have a hard time accepting the Iran-Hezbollah link. It does not make sense to me given what was happening geopolitically at the time. On the other hand, if it was not those two, I have absolutely no idea who else it could have been. This attack may go down as unresolved for the indefinite future. If so, it was a very large one to remain a mystery. But that is what happens sometimes in the world of terrorism.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.